Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin.
Good morning,
by Progressive
Keyshawn,
Insurance.
Sawguest
join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
Sawguest
join us
with Key
on the Goodyear
Patrick
Hotline.
McEnroe joining us in studio as well today.
Today here in New York City,
morning,
in comparison
right,
to the East River
at least
in
over
New York
weekend.
City.
And
hello, everybody. Alan Hahn, Keyshawn Johnson, Patrick McEnroe joining us here in studio as well. Good morning, guys.
Nice to be
coming in.
We
talked about the first time. Sean Page,
Sean. Thank you for having us.
Good, man.
For one reporter, is not good for everybody
here.
But this is a whole other thing.
Y'all all equal. If
what?
Key's not here,
equal?
I mean,
I appreciate it.
No, here for backup.
There's a little bit of that.
You guys are the A-plus.
You're right, Patrick. I have to admit.
I love it.
We're waiting to see. When you talk about starters, we're waiting to see teams now starting to name their starters in the NFL.
Someone at that level.
Last night, so the last of preseason week two. And we had a game
well,
last
that's not
night
for
that,
you.
I mean, again, we're watching
like,
preseason
that's what I mean.
Football. But
Sean Payton telling Peter
New
King,
that has
we
to be
plan
made.
Or we plan
and
on having a
Jameis Winston got
one
the start
before
and
the final
you look
preseason
at performance,
game, which is Saturday.
Scores,
okay.
Right,
and then
and
last night saying,
three
we have no timetable. We'll let you know.
Two of them.
But it's Peter King.
On your way, Sonny.
Before the first game.
It's
Peter King.
Yeah,
and
really
it's a
nice
one-on-one conversation.
And it's already out there in the world.
So, well, I'm not thinking about whether it's in the world.
I felt like this was never really a decision to make.
To the beat writers. I'm not thinking
between
about
the two, he
what
and
the hell
Hill.
Peter King wrote.
But, King,
but I'm answering
I mean,
your
the job
question.
Is Jameis Winston's. It should be whenever.
I'm not thinking about what Peter King wrote.
It should be based on practice, based on preseason.
Me sitting down with Peter King.
And the body of work
and me talking to you after a game.
Jameis Winston versus Taysom
Hill. You know how much it I've been through between then and here?
10 days.
It's a lot.
When you look at it, though,
I've done a lot.
These first two games.
Say that. Say we
they've scored four times.
Which is not right. Yeah.
But I'm not even thinking about that.
See, I don't know if anybody followed up.
Clearly, he has a command of the offense, Patrick. He knows.
I don't know what I told
him.
I don't know what I told Peter King.
He's capable of doing
Peter King.
As I said yesterday,
3 weeks ago,
today will tell me a lot about it. Alan, you asked me,
I didn't change my mind. I don't know what I said.
Based on game planning,
because you said
second
you wanted to be ready, but now you're not ready.
Would have been the third preseason game. In the past, they set him up for
what
success,
I said, Peter King,
and
what
not
I
failure. They wanted
right
to see
I can
James Conner can handle
King,
the
well,
offense.
Well, it doesn't really matter because you're not getting an answer for me right now. I've already said to you,
this is not a game plan for the
season,
and we have
this is
no
just
idea a game plan for a preseason game.
Alan's
expecting and how they want
to
do things methodically, put the ball in his hand, can he score?
That's going to happen. Yeah, that's going to happen. It's coach speak.
He
said
it. He showed up last night, 9 to 10, 120 yards.
It's my job to remind you what you said.
Every now and then, I have to bring Allen back.
He's probably
got
more touchdowns.
This is the way it goes, not the way you want it to go.
I've only been here an hour, but I'm already sort of seeing this dynamic. I like the way this unfolds.
Obviously,
picking my spot there.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I have another problem with another coach.
Someone that doesn't follow it the same way that you guys follow.
So do you remember? So the Bears played Saturday afternoon.
How could
they
even
not
been
look
a
good
controversy?
At all? Their
this
offense
guy's just so much better.
Andy Dalton did not
Taysom
look good.
Hill, I know that Hill's
their defense
come in
got
and
shredded too
the
by Mitch
that he
Trubisky.
Does,
that's
but Winston has totally in control of the offense.
Justin Fields
Sean
came in, struggled a little bit, but then got
I mean,
into
the
rhythm,
guy,
looked good. And of course,
if you're Trevor Lawrence, you're thinking, "Be nice to be on that side of the ball." They just
after
the offense the way it was running just looked so clean and so solid, and so many options for Jameis Winston, and he took advantage of it.
Just preseason, no Kamara. I really want to see him during the regular season. They're still missing two of their biggest pieces on offense.
The guy that's going to start the season.
Winston had success. We'll get to Jacksonville and what that looks like.
We understand why you'd want to start the season with the veteran instead of the rookie.
But you mentioned Sean Payton.
But then, Matt Nagy, yesterday.
Yesterday we told you, was asked
about
more about
Andy Dalton.
You know, what have you seen from him in the preseason?
Football in America column where he goes around the league and he talks to coaches and he gets information.
As he starts to
Sean Payton said he wants to,
he plans to have his starter name
unsolicited.
The final
he also mentions
well, that's
Justin
Saturday.
Fields and listen to the very
it's
end.
It's Tuesday
because it does
they
sound like
last night,
which means okay.
When you go back
you
and you
know,
look
right?
at what Andy is
so,
doing in these last two preseason games, I understand the part of
that
we haven't been getting first downs with the there's three and outs and that. I get that, but Andy's decision making has been really good. He's made some plays that. Maybe
so let's
couldn't
start
have
with Sean
or shouldn't have been able to make, and he has. But we like what he's doing right now with the ones
handle.
In practice, and
so
I think that's what probably makes
like
us feel
like
good. But we also
that
like where Justin's
right
at
now.
And seeing
before
him grow. And so
game.
That's what we got to kind of talk
right
through
now?
Here these next couple weeks.
Excuse me? So that's what we have to talk through here these next couple of weeks. What are we talking
when you plan on making the decision? But then Lisa Salters asked you the question on Monday Night Football, and your answer is
first couple games,
you just told Peter King you have a timeline.
Both sides. Now
now this is the problem I have, though.
I'm here working. Games, practices.
And I ask you a question. I just want you to be honest with me. Right? Trust is a delicate thing. I keep telling you that. I ask you this question. You're going to give me that. We don't have a timeline.
So in the preseason, the practice.
Well, that was a couple.
Now what are we doing?
Like from what the coach is saying.
I had a timeline a couple weeks ago.
That's pretty important.
Every day, if Lisa Salters would have asked me at that time,
I would
have told her the same thing.
But you're telling
me it's day to day. I'm a coach. I'm moving. I'm just talking. You're just writing. It's not that I disrespect you. It's just that I'm talking. I'm a coach.
It's like putting.
You ask me today, I might tell you next week. I don't know.
I think I'm sensing a little Alan Hahn beat writer jealousy right here. Like,
let me tell you something.
Is that what this is about, Alan?
You want to understand why this happens? Why you get the animosity with the media? That's why. Don't treat it different than someone else.
I get it. You are seven-on-seven a certain way. And they start
and you're there every day.
Yeah, but no, that was Lisa Salters asking that question.
Yeah, but even the beat writer, she's also just coming in for the game. Just because she's not there all the time.
Is he retaining the information that we're giving
and I get it. You
to the field,
as a
and then
beat
once
writer,
they bottle
you're there every
up.
Single day, so you feel like there's a relationship.
I'm out of trenches, baby.
You write the ultra pen and pad, and you're standing there, and you're watching.
But
pre-practice,
they start off.
I get it every day.
If he's
and
not,
then the big guy comes
showing
in,
showing any
down,
sort of signs
in
practice
that
he's
and
a player,
he gets back up and he goes. I understand it, but coaches like Sean Payton, they're not going to give you anything until they're ready to give it. But not really, though.
Whether it's Belichick,
see, everybody says you know what you're going to give.
You got to remember these dudes.
All
Cincinnati come from kind of like the same
in Cincinnati, he
universe.
Did
somebody
go to
created
playoffs,
the book
games and did some
and they
stuff,
followed the
and he
book
was pretty good and that thing
script.
Kind of ran
listening
its course.
To Sean Payton
Dallas
that,
last year
right
nobody
you
could have put
Belichick.
Aaron Rodgers behind an offensive line.
He's just
going to
say
get
what he's
going to
say.
Disaster.
Give a, you know,
so now
about,
you get an opportunity to look at Andy Dalton with
else.
A better cast
and, you know,
of
look,
characters
this is the first
with
time
a better
what?
Defense. And if I'm the coach, I know I'm a better coach
of, you know, what
than
it,
what he had last year in his last couple of years with Marvin Lewis. So you start to think about all those things and process it. The problem that you have is I now have a dynamic playmaker.
In
that I've drafted
opinion,
and moved up to get
there should be no
in the first round that veteran players
right, well,
have
Sean
taken a liking
this is
to.
In the press conference now.
Fans
so,
are behind
he
him.
You what he said to Lisa Salters.
And I'm
on
not blind.
Field,
I see what I
Monday Night Football.
See. So but I have to have the courage
the
to move it forward.
There's right. Your word.
You know, I have to have the courage to say, okay,
is it,
when
is
we,
it courage
we know
or
what
is it
direction
smart?
We're going,
because,
we'll
you know,
let you guys
know.
Go.
It's courage. But because my, gonna, that number one,
you know, the courage of a coach is
better,
a decision
better than
what other guys.
Help
me out.
Next
if you're,
week.
If you're the coach. If you're,
yeah, I mean, that's, I think,
the
best way
Chicago,
for us to handle it. And it's kind
of
how we've always handled something like this.
But, you're going to assess, okay,
but I was pleased
Andy
with
Dalton in there. Can
not
we
just the quarterbacks. I was pleased with how we played as a team
whatever the number
for
yeah.
The most part.
And then say, okay,
oh,
you know, do we
you,
give Justin
you
Fields
that whole thing
clearly
you know,
the more dynamic
so
player?
Yeah.
And that's
so patronized. Like, pat me on the head, just get me on my way,
keep
coach.
Coming back. Keep coming back. Come back every day.
It's like Pat Shermer saying,
when I'm ready,
call me coach. The hell out of
Chicago.
Well, I think that Sean,
cheer for whomever.
You know, as long as he's been in it, he's never been called question.
You got to look at that.
What
you know,
he says
okay,
from
then,
one
you know,
week to the next,
coaches
the
say,
day
we got the first
next.
Quarter
he just,
of the season.
He's just up there
do you look
talking.
At
he knows that the answer
Dalton
has to be
us? He can bring
before
us to
the start
point.
Of the regular season.
You know, based
no matter
on our
what
schedule.
The situation
and then do we go
is.
With,
and
do we
even though he told
my
team
that.
He told Peter King before the last preseason.
That he would like, four days. That he would like to
doesn't matter. You mean
name
as a starter.
As a head coach. Before the last preseason.
He's already under pressure.
But if I'm not. Just means that
safe.
He would like to.
I got
to
win games.
I got to have
and
the courage
part of what's
to say, you know what?
Back,
I'm
Sean
going with
Payton
this dude. I'm going to get fired anyway. I
got
to know
that.
Okay. Playing
Winston
smart
sure
and doing the smart thing
maybe has something
probably
to do with the
going to get you fired. Because if you go 2-3
his career since
out
he came
the gate,
into the league,
or even 3-2 for that matter out the gate,
to do with it, but he
you're now
to
2 games behind somebody, or maybe somebody's, you know, in terms of the playoffs, or in terms of seeding and all. So you're like, I don't want to take
Winston
that shot. At least if I go with a young quarterback
when
has some ability
really
to
get serious,
fire
right.
Up
when,
and
you
encourage
the
rest of my team,
game planning,
they will get behind
the
him.
Guys in there
now
the
I know I can always sell
them?
That.
Then we'll
right. Sell the young aspects
in
of
also
I draft this dude.
Learning from a veteran
boom.
Quarterback.
And maybe
that
if I don't have
we'll a get
great
to
year,
a little bit later on in the show as well. Why
10.
That is actually
you got
to
change your whole mindset.
Format.
Yeah, I'm got the young guy.
Got to start. And we get to start the day with Jameis' strong performance.
If you get rid of me,
start the day brought to you by Indeed. Hire right now.
Two playoff games.
Hire right.
Quarterback I didn't draft.
Visit
Indeed.com/credit. And I signed off.
Is it ever okay?
This new coach that comes in
a fantasy football league
zero all over
in the middle of a draft.
So that's
you got to hear
problem.
This yeah, story. That, if you're part of fantasy there, football, me, it's always, I mean, it's when you hear like this, you're going to lose your happy. Mind. That's coming up next.
And
KJZ.
That's not really the way you lead.
ESPN. Do you have a read?
You got to make the right decisions.
Yeah,
but you are holding a read.
Publicly
to protect
I'll tell you what. We will get to that story and more.
Yesterday, I felt like Andy Dalton would be the starter week one. Today, I am.
Yes, that is correct.
Strongly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and
why
pick
Justin
up
Fields not
for
the only
free at your local
that
O'Reilly Auto
well,
Parts
one
store.
Person
they'll even bring it
smart,
out to the curbside for you,
like
or you could choose
start
to have
all
your parts delivered
what?
Right to your
Key
front door
I
with
disagree.
Free shipping
will
on most orders.
This
that's free
after Key
shipping.
From
I'm all
finding
in on
the
that.
Perfect hire
over
$35 for a needle in a bottle.
Get on your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'Reilly
135
skill tests. To help candidates
today.
Prove they have Sean the experience
Jay
your job
Michael
required.
Is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
And as
even
far
helps
as
you schedule and conduct
diva,
video interviews
so
right on their site,
more like
which is probably why
Indeed
delivers
name.
More times more hires
more
than all
Jay
other
Will
job
Zubin.
Sites combined,
next.
According to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Trevor Lawrence can't play defense also. The Jags are going to be woeful this year.
I thought we did some things well. A lot of other things we need to get better at.
But they're not helping him enough. If I'm Urban Meyer, I go back and I ask my offensive coordinator, Darrell Bevell, what are we doing to protect our young quarterback?
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Alan Hahn, Keyshawn Johnson, Patrick McEnroe here with us as well. We want you to be part of the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
That's golf, Keyshawn.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
that's
yeah, right.
That's golf.
Did you know Jay-Z, ESPN
yeah,
Radio.
We did it earlier.
Alan Hahn, Patrick McEnroe in with us in studio as well.
That looks a little more like golf. ESPN music today, man.
That's definitely James Steele.
His last name is Matt
McEnroe.
Woods.
Yeah.
Did you pick this music?
You don't like Metallica? But okay.
No, I'm just, I feel like I got a headache.
No, I guarantee you know one Metallica song.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say
I've been around the tennis circuit, but I didn't play.
I didn't say that.
All right.
But I'm just saying.
Not even once.
That
with
I have
golf,
a headache
yes.
listening to
mess around.
Listen to that right there. That's just that.
I just like to mix it up.
What about you, Alan?
You know?
No.
That's fine. I get it.
I tried.
I get it.
Tennis was perfect
it.
For.
Just feel like I need a beer.
Training. Anyway, yeah.
I can
definitely use one right now. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Anything, though,
waist up. We were just watching, though, on ESPN2 just before we came.
Tennis and golf.
I cover a lot of ground today.
Growing up, tennis and golf was not part of
my mother's birthday, by the way, so happy birthday, Mom. But also,
it wasn't.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yes,
give me that
Kobe
look.
No, nah, you do that
it,
a lot, though.
It wasn't part
it's
of,
kind of like a
Kobe our
day celebration,
upbringing.
You wearing the lower
this, it wasn't.
T-shirt.
It's like swimming. Like swimming was not part of our deal
in Pennsylvania.
And
but
so
the
when you don't
that we showed
around
was a throwback,
something, you learn.
So
basketball, football
and
was part
a
of our deal. But baseball
Scott,
was
Kenny
early on,
you and, Kobe,
and then baseball went away from
rookies,
the inner cities,
and
it became more of a suburban sport. Even though it was always a suburban sport, but it went away from the Daryl Strawberries and the Eric Davises of the world.
You think it served us well?
In the Murrays of the world that was inner city driven
a couple years
because it's just you do what you know.
Yeah, no, that part
yeah,
I
understand. You do what's around you.
Yeah,
that's a big problem in tennis.
What the hell I'm going to get money to go play golf or tennis?
Well, stop it.
What you mean?
We all know that.
What do you mean? They're not building any damn tennis courts in the inner cities when I was growing up, and there sure in the hell wasn't no golf courses nowhere around. I think we had like one golf
career. You forget that I read your book.
So
I know that you were folding bank as early as
tennis for 14 years.
That doesn't mean I'm going to spend it on some damn golf and tennis. I got to give my money to my family.
It wasn't give me the damn tennis ball. It was give me the damn football, right?
Exactly.
Maybe the basketball.
Although Keith would have been real interesting as a tennis pro.
Oh, yeah.
That would
have been amazing. We need some.
Because you would have been like,
I would have been like, yo, I knew your brother.
No, I know, but I'm saying Dirk actually played as a kid growing up in Germany. That's what I believe. He's really good in tennis.
Yeah, you would imagine right there.
That's what I'm saying. That crazy world
just having the wings.
Nowadays,
screaming at the umps.
We need people like you in tennis. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. No rackets what I have broken.
John Isner? Talking about? Is it John Isner? Or Del Potro?
Quite a few, probably.
It must be Del Potro.
He's on Jay Wills. He's not an American. Progressive insurance.
It's really Del Potro.
Del Potro, yeah.
Damn it, it did hit the line, man. He's huge.
So we had the fantasy 6'4 and above in tennis that can
play now.
Right. Earlier and this
Djokovic
week.
Is how Djokovic is
or last six, week, I should
two
say.
And a half.
Was only
six. Yeah,
he just
small.
Looks
once
taller.
Once you get
into fantasy football,
so
Patrick, have you
played? No going back. No,
yeah, oh, no, you're
slam.
In.
It's like, about you're, I know, there's people obsessed.
Yes, we
yeah,
definitely will get some
right.
tennis
so you've not
talk
one of them.
You've never dabbled.
Okay,
the commercial I have, unfortunately, and I've gotten into that world, and then I tried to quit it. Hear it, and those watching see it. Well, all right, so James Steele.
I can't
quit you. It's our job to help educate first-year players on how to deal with us.
One of our producers, James Steele, is part of, what is it? Is it a dynasty league, a legacy league?
What are you going to say?
That's very 70s. That's very touchy.
All right, you guys have money, but you don't have attitude. You're too nice. It's pathetic. You're the man. Say it. You're the man.
So your roster pretty much walks.
I'm the man. I'm the man.
It's like having a real team.
Keyshawn,
it sounds like real football.
Just cuss, man.
And so, all right, so then you're having your draft.
They can bleep it out later. You got to say that.
So we're like 8 rounds in.
Michael Jordan is coming up next game. What are you going to say?
We just opened the draft room, and there was no real time limit.
Good look in the game, Mr.
You're going to say, I told Mike I'm going to take you to school.
The official blows the call. You guys lose the game. You know you were in. After the game, he asks a lame question. The reporter asks a stupid question.
They didn't put a time limit on it, so that already tells me.
But I'm asking generally.
I don't know. Like, drafts take like maybe an hour.
Kobe, which the heck are you? What do you say?
If it's real long. So we get through the first 11 picks out of this 12-team draft. And the 12th guy, he takes like 10 hours.
I'm like, okay. I don't think I'm going to be saying that, but it turned out I was saying those things.
Yeah, I was going to say that's pretty much the script you followed. How did you not just break down in laughter? Like, you guys kept a straight face.
What do you guys do in the meantime?
Million takes.
Not a million, but so many different variations.
No. We just opened the draft room and you picked whenever it was your turn. That way you didn't have to get everyone.
When you look at that,
hold on, though. 3 hours to pick one player?
Yes, Kenny. Carl Ravage in that as well.
Yeah, so like, he just
so he really serious like, about this. Yeah.
No, he just wasn't paying attention.
Or he's just completely apathetic.
I look at him, try to call him, there's just nothing. No,
he had the little peanut head, as I used to call him, little peanut head. I had a little peanut head.
You're on the clock.
We were super skinny.
What are you doing with the hairline?
You have 30
straight
minutes.
Across.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, man. It's
like something that you strapped on in the morning.
Or else
that was a long time ago. I don't know why I didn't have a haircut. I used to take stuff.
And so yesterday,
but I probably didn't care at that point.
I get a text from my co-commissioner saying,
I almost feel like
seconds, or he has 30 minutes.
I was in New York for training camp.
30 minutes.
Of some sort.
Yeah, have you heard from him at all during this time? Like,
it was
no,
easy.
No,
like, I was just
no.
easy
no.
to
like
be able to do whatever
like
I needed to do
ghost.
To go shoot a commercial.
So
30
two
minutes go by, and
we
ought to draft for him.
Yes,
he didn't like it.
Yes, Kobe Bryant, no doubt about that. But it's just fun to relive that again. 8:24.
Out of all the commercials I shot, that was my favorite
one.
First one and favorite one.
So
that's one of the best. Like there's been all those. This is SportsCenter. Those
were
so award-winning line of commercials. Really funny ones. That was so. Who's the sucker? I mean, who's the guy you found?
Actually,
Key, again, as
we
mentioned,
them,
number one pick
in
'96.
Well,
he'll remind you, just ask him.
Really?
Trevor Lawrence, the number one pick this year.
Always the heroes.
And
Lawrence
was pressured on 41.7% of his dropbacks.
All
right,
so
they
had
to
basically take the roster that
all
would
have been his third highest pressure rate in 36 starts.
It wasn't a terrible
season. That's incredible. Brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. We expect he will be the starter for Jacksonville. He should be. The Jaguars. You expect that. We're talking about the number two pick in Zach Wilson.
So
are they exempt? They
close
attention to that, and we'll get more into that in the Jets later on. But he is expected to start.
You know, Trey Lance, who's pushing to start at three stages, and then, of course, we continue after that with Justin Fields pushing to start. And then Mac Jones.
Is there money involved?
Right, this story isn't as exciting as New England.
Is it money involved?
Right. But a lot of these guys are involved in that conversation. Should they start? Should they not? What's better to do? Should you hold them out? Should you wait? Should you let them grow? Back up? Should you throw them to the wolves? Dan Orlovsky, friend of the show, ESPN football analyst, of course, was on Get Up. And he believes, lay them all.
We need to remove ourselves a little bit from the archaic thought process that quarterbacks need to come in, sit, and learn. This is not 2005 anymore. These kids have grown up in 7-on-7s, private coaching. They are so much more advanced than guys like me who came in 2005. They don't need to sit and listen or learn anymore. They need to get on the field and play. All these guys should be playing. Justin Fields being the leader of that.
I think this is S-9, S-10, S-11, S-12.
I totally agree with him.
You agree?
I agree. Yeah, I absolutely agree with
you. Just throw him in the lake and say swim. 877-3776 is the number.
That went out, that played their first season.
It's ever acceptable.
I know you say Key's an outlier,
in the middle of a draft,
but it can happen. Let them protect themselves. Let them figure. You got to.
There can never be a reason
as much as you can.
How
much can you protect
anybody?
This is the NFL.
There's no way.
I'm going to get this. I guess when I look at it,
3 hours to make one pick.
I understand the 3 hours for one pick. I just don't.
I've
seen 2 minutes.
Attention, like
too many young quarterbacks.
Or either you're going to buy
that
in,
were good in college, and goodbye. Every last guy that's drafted in the top five picks in the draft is a can't miss, is a the next generation, is the this or the that. Held to a different standard.
And
4 or 5 years later, when it is not going
in
that direction, everyone says,
"Dr. Pepper, college football is back."
And so
the fans
return
to glory with Fansville by Dr.
Pepper. Trevor Lawrence is in a situation where Gardner Minshew was there.
What should the person who replaces
the offensive line is not very good. I don't care about what the stats say. Clemson versus
the
NFL.
For taking
you
can
allow him that team to understand the game from the outside, looking
get
in
your calls,
from the sideline.
We'll your tweets.
You don't. He doesn't have to be
there's no punctuation
in the saddle.
So
I didn't say anything.
And there's a missing couple
I didn't,
of
I
words.
I can't
go back
as well. I'm just laughing. This is a 19-6 right now.
I'm taking traffic though right now. Mike Reese, by the way, he's
several years ago.
Tell us what
a guy named Deshaun Watson
with Cam Newton,
who did not start. As a rookie quarterback,
the Patriots
he waited
quarterback
a few games
competition
until Bill O'Brien realized
after this.
Yeah, you know what? I might as well just throw this.
This
dude
doesn't
in
look
here.
Right.
This doesn't look
yeah.
right.
Have a motorcycle, ATV,
fine.
Or even
it
a
worked
truck
out
that sitting
way.
In your garage.
You can go to Donovan McNabb when he's in Philadelphia with the real quarterback whisperer in Andy Reid.
In minutes,
Donovan didn't start immediately. Donovan eventually got mixed in there, and then the rest is history career-wise.
Can-Am,
the real
Yamaha,
whisper in
and
Kansas
even if
City.
You're just looking to trade
look
in, Patrick Rumble
Mahomes.
On. We'll pay cash.
They had Alex
no
Smith.
What the make or model.
They
visit
realized, okay,
today,
we're going to let him sit tight. We got a nice quarterback.
Cash offer.
We'll Rumble let him come
fast
along
bikes, faster cash.
A year from now.
As a fan,
and
this is amazing.
History. I could just point
of the year.
So many different places.
About.
This is even
real
to a point, I feel like Ben Roethlisberger didn't start.
This is Freddie Coleman.
Eli Manning didn't start.
This is Greedy. Northwestern is ready.
There's so many
Simmons here. I'm
ways
ready.
Of looking
so
at
Oklahoma and Texas.
The ones
sort
that start.
The SEC.
And then fail.
Football
the
is
ones
back.
That started.
And it kicks off
failed
every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Justin
and
Herbert
continues
wasn't
all day.
To start.
Right here on
he
ESPN
fell into
Radio.
That, and it worked out so
mm-hmm.
far.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it worked out. There's still a mixed bag on Joe Burrow.
I guess my feeling is that you're either going to make it or you're not. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Very interesting stuff.
Way more
right
an expert
there.
On this than I am.
Out
but
of
I,
Mike
but
Reese.
If you're going to make
off
it,
of these
we're gonna, let's
reports
find out.
Out of New England, the story that broke yesterday
you can tell
about
me, well,
Cam
this
Newton.
Guy, oh, of course, this guy's getting drafted.
He's now
going to
be away from the team.
Most of them don't make
until
it.
Thursday
become,
due to a misunderstanding
you know,
on COVID tests that were conducted away from NFL facilities.
Blah, blah, blah. Whether or not that happens or not,
the New England Patriots.
So that's mostly what people say.
KJZ, ESPN Radio, Alan with Key, also Patrick McEnroe. With
yeah,
us
I think
in
you're
studio
be good
as well.
From the start. That doesn't
and
mean you're going to be on a crappy
we
team.
We go to New England
for
some straight talk.
But
that's
straight
the key
talk
part,
wireless.
I think, Patrick,
Mike Reese,
is that ESPN, you have to understand
Patriots
the situation you're putting the kid in.
From
yeah. Gillette has Stadium. To be good morning, Mike. So at least
yeah.
can
you
make sure you insulate the,
you would,
the quarterback room
you were
with a quality veteran that can at least be a guiding light for this player instead of it being
the situation involving Cam Newton.
Gardner Minshew is still trying to fight for
it.
No, no. I don't mean that he's not a good quarterback. What I'm saying is that he's not here to mentor. He's here to win a job.
He's trying to play.
I don't know if that's the best situation there.
Alan, Keyshawn, Patrick, great to be with you. I came out to the stadium for Keyshawn.
so I just want to know.
I don't know if that's the best thing.
He's the one who has to, Mike.
They don't have any. He has no choice but to figure it out. All right.
Absolutely. So always somehow we get back to sort of how this happened. You know, we know the Patriots were in Philadelphia all last week. They had the joint practices, then the preseason game. So players had some time off over the weekend, and the Patriots were fine with whatever Cam needed to do. You know, gave him the go-ahead.
If Sean Payton has found,
needed to continue to have daily testing wherever he was going, and that's something that players that are unvaccinated.
Let's go hot news or not news.
And I think the key here is that whatever testing Cam needed to do, it needed to be part of this
bioreference group that's leading the testing for the NFL.
And that seems to be where the misunderstanding was. And it sort of knocked Cam, if you will, out of that bioreference system. And that's why he needs to start back up again. And it's 5 days until he can come back into the facility.
Who needs coffee?
Mike, how did the better than Metallica
Who needs coffee?
No doubt about it.
Feel free to dance while we play.
We got plenty of both.
How the test is supposed to be conducted.
For sure. All right, let's begin, Jeff.
That's a little bit of a blind spot, Keyshawn.
Jameis Winston.
It's unclear if it was actually the organization's misunderstanding or maybe it was Cam himself, his understanding. The statement left that sort of open to interpretation, which being around the Patriots doesn't necessarily surprise me, Keyshawn, just because maybe there's an aspect of they don't want to share that particular detail as it relates to the situation. I think from their view, Bill Belichick's view, the bottom line is Cam wasn't at practice yesterday. He's not going to be at practice today, not going to be at practice tomorrow when the Giants come to town. And Thursday, you'd hope if the timing works out, he can get back on the field.
Well, most likely, Mike, he probably wouldn't have played in the third preseason game anyway, considering that he's somewhat named the starter, depending on who you ask, whether it's the media or the head coach or Josh McDaniels or Cam himself. So what does this do
for Mac Jones now that he'll be able to get more reps as they get toward the final preseason game?
They can always supplement Taysom Hill in
so
and out
go
of the
to
lineup,
yesterday's practice, Keyshawn, as an example.
Having
like, you know,
the
one
ability
reporter,
to
and every reporter is like charting every single quarterback repetition here in New England.
Have
had Mac
like
for
a Michael
31
Thomas and a
on you know,
the field
repetitions
for
in yesterday's practice. Key, that's like probably
sure,
double what he might have gotten if Cam was there. So in that sense, it's significant. He's getting work with players like Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, Jonnu Smith, top players that maybe otherwise would have gone to Cam in yesterday's practice.
Right here. That was great.
You know, it's interesting with the three preseason games, Key. Like, I don't know how Bill Belichick would have handled the final preseason
Vikings,
game
they re-signed
if this didn't
Emerson
happen.
Griffin.
Like, he still might
after,
have
course,
played Cam Newton from this standpoint. It's not like
ass.
Cam is Tom Brady, 19, 20 years in the system and doesn't need the work. It's possible
which,
he
which
still
part?
Might have
you know,
played Cam in the final,
really
and
news.
He still
I
might
this is
in the final preseason game. So I think that's sort of still open-ended in terms
I'm
of how Bill might approach this
especially
final
in a scenario
game.
Like
Mike,
this,
where
you
know, the
guys
the
are getting opportunities to work through their issues
million.
And make a comeback.
Okay, that's the, in free agency. That's
and in terms of
history in the NFL.
The comment about Kirk Cousins?
Clearly the organization and obviously the head coach,
Belichick, thinks that
they can make a run. Cousins can use a little humility time to time. No, that's not true. I'm just saying. Like
at the helm.
I think he can handle
so I'm not
it. And if he
quite
can't
sure
it,
why Cam Newton couldn't
up.
See
despite
my,
on the other
despite
side of
my
the
purple
ball.
Shirt this is in not, Massachusetts.
It's
that's
fine.
Maybe
it's
that's
fine.
News.
It's
this is my purple shirt.
But it's
to this issue.
It's not news, but it certainly
you know,
speaks
we can't
to
say he's
how people within
we know
the organization inside
the
locker room
into that.
Feel about the quarterback.
You know, this competitive advantage that a lot of the teams have been talking about.
You know, it's kind of like
we're at a disadvantage. Do you
it
think
ain't
that this
truth,
is
but it
you know,
ain't
something
a lie.
That's concerning to the organization
say,
at this point? The fact that Cam's not
all right,
able
hot
to
news or not news with Jeff Darlington right now. Daryl Henderson hurt his hand
during
practice.
Where does this sort of land in the overall theme of players,
so,
you know, some of them on some
specifically
of these teams
to the injury itself, it sounds like he's going to be just fine. The only thing
it's
I would
good
say
question.
Is,
you know,
man,
Devin McCourty, the longtime
Henderson
captain,
go down,
I actually
know
talked about it yesterday. He said, first of all, at practice,
like,
they view it as like an injury
it's a big
situation.
Deal in
every
the broader,
practice, it seems like
you know,
a player
kind of
is in or out due to an injury, and you just sort of roll with it. And maybe at quarterback, it's a little more recognizable because of the nature of the position. So that's sort of how they handled it yesterday. And I would say in the big picture, like for Cam, does this necessarily, is this a huge deal? No.
You know,
I think can make up the time. But maybe in the bigger picture, you know, when Bill Belichick says Cam's a starting quarterback,
make a run.
He repeated this the other day. He said,
because
he was here last year and he returned. He still needs to reestablish his position and compete in training camp. And so he is saying that Cam's a starter, but he's also telling us, like, there's a competition going on. And Mac Jones is making some significant strides.
Roger Goodell,
to at least
on the Bills'
spark
future
a conversation
in Buffalo,
of,
he said, I think a
would
new
they
stadium
consider, you know, starting
needed
Mac Jones? I don't think that's sort of out of bounds to mention in the context of how Bill Belichick
it's
has
posturing
described the situation.
It's what they do. It's what these Mike business, these suits do. They go in there and they say, you know, if you don't get a new one of these, we're going to take your team away. Good luck getting the Bills out of Buffalo.
Something that Bill Belichick said yesterday before all this came out, he said on radio up there,
if you take the Buffalo Bills out of Buffalo,
Mac Jones would have to outplay Cam.
You won't make it through. You'll wake up with a horse in your bed.
Started from last year. So to take that job away,
clarify, not a full horse.
Better. That's a whole other story, Jeff. That he
the only reason
done
why
it's
news to me,
what
Jeff,
is that there, and is that also another way of naming Cam Newton?
The only reason
QB1
why it's news to me is
because
I think that they need a new stadium.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
And yes, it is posturing.
Yeah, I think it's sort of a mix of it all, Alan, and it's like Bill Belichick doesn't want to hand out jobs. And he made the point in what you're referencing of
it's
not just the quarterbacks.
The St. Louis Rams,
take another player on
the
team. Like, you might think
a
recognizable name, Dante Hightower, is a starter and inside linebacker because he's been a starter over the years. But if he comes into camp and doesn't perform, like, there's a player behind him that they could easily just put right in there. I think that's the point Bill Belichick was making, not just at quarterback,
the cities,
but at every position.
Drive up the
so he doesn't want
to
say, Cam's our starter. There's no competition here. That's not what his program is built on. I think he would agree with that, having been around Bill and understanding players, the mindset he wants them
nobody
to have. So I think that, to me, is sort of what it is. He's saying Cam's our quarterback,
look,
when
the
Bills, you know, unless he falls off or Mac rises up and performs better than him, and then it's up to us or him to sort of tell us, has that changed between the start of camp and now?
I just love that
mindset.
There's Jeff in a suit saying that's
what
suits do. Well done,
very nice looking suit.
No, but I said that comfortably because I didn't have a tie on. That did cross my mind.
You know what? Never mind.
I couldn't say that.
And we all know
if you have a tie on your suit.
And we all know
first round pick
in
2019. Probably looking Keyshawn as their fourth receiver right now. After Nelson Agholor, Kendrick Bourne, and Jacoby Myers. So he's got a shoulder injury in the preseason game Thursday night. Long pass from Mac Jones.
But y'all looking nine.
Going to be out.
That plant behind you should be watered. You need to water that plant.
He's got Nintendo.
No, no, but that's not. Y'all missing everything though. Jeff, they're missing everything. No, but they're missing it all.
They're
concentrating on the wrong stuff.
Stick with them.
The ultimate
stuff
flex
is always
the Tom Ford book.
That's the
flex.
Eight and a half.
That's the flex is the Tom Ford book.
I have noticed the Tom the good
color.
In front of the stadium. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
I thought that was
actually Peter Venkman.
Peter Venkman.
I got all sorts of Bill Murray pictures.
Yeah.
then I rotate back there in between commercial breaks. It's a whole Bill Murray variety pack. Eight and a half.
Couple of days now going through this.
Let's get out of here.
I love it. All right. Last but not least, let's go to the door for him to.
Let's go to Trevor Lawrence.
Like, would you say there's 41.7% of his dropbacks versus the Saints?
If there is still a competition.
I don't care. Not news. I don't care. I refuse to care about the preseason. You know what the preseason should be like? It should be like a flight. It should be entirely uneventful. Like, if someone asks you how was your flight, if the answer is not uneventful, it was not a good flight. The preseason should be uneventful, forgettable, expeditious. Let's just, I don't care. Trevor Lawrence is a generational quarterback. I'm not going to let the preseason dictate who Trevor Lawrence is in his NFL legacy.
Let him know, Jeff. Let him know. Here it is, hot news for me and Watt. It's the second preseason game, which is essentially the third preseason game of the last format. Now defenses in the second preseason game actually started to game plan against whatever you've shown in the first preseason game or whatever film whatever they think that you reason, or whatever plays they think you're going to run. And when you struggle in that particular game, no matter if he's a once-in-a-lifetime generational player, he's going to be the next Johnny Unitas, whatever you want to call him, he struggled in the preseason because you got to hold the same intensity for him as you do all these other rookie quarterbacks, no matter what anybody tells you. Because when the regular season starts and the real bullets go to flying, the opportunity for him to have success is going to be very limited, and he's going to have to show why he's the number one overall pick when they start the game plan really against
Cam Newton. Okay, but to me,
I just
want to
know why we
applaud
when we land a plane.
You know, the
that's only why would you applaud?
Oh my God,
why
would you clap?
It's a lot
I got a lot of issues with air travel. Two things: don't applause and don't stand up right when the plane lands.
First time they missed a playoff.
Let everybody just chill out for a second.
Obviously,
you're going to get off the plane.
People are regular travelers. We should. There should be an etiquette. There should be a rule, like just rules that we all lay out.
There's no etiquette.
You're not supposed to do.
In the division last year, when's the last time
travel
that happened? So to me, it's more about
you're in
27C.
It's going to take some time to get off the plane. Sit down.
Jeff's red hot. Not King. King's down to 27.
Yeah, well, hey, man.
Typically.
You are hot.
To each his own. You know?
Right.
Sit wherever you want to sit. Open seating.
Single digit seats only.
In 27.
All right, great stuff, Jeff. All the best. Thanks, man.
All right, maybe a 9.5. Maybe we'll give you a 9.5.
Did his own thing. Went rogue.
Yeah, just went rogue.
Or not news. KJZ presented by Progressive Insurance. He said yesterday,
they're not protecting.
The backup quarterback's job is to win a few games. He's not going to win the Super Bowl.
It sounds like they're protecting him now.
Just get a few games, make sure we don't get off course.
If they are,
so now he'll tell you how many of them can actually do that. That's after I tell you about.
If there was an issue there.
DoorDash.
They're not sticking their neck
like
out.
If they were looking for a reason.
If they were looking for a reason.
Summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries,
you would know.
Alcohol, pet food,
you would
and
absolutely
more. $10 off. Got
Cam
a cough,
went left
carry
and they
leaf
told
delivered
to go
for
right.
Less.
Yeah, they wouldn't, they wouldn't have like taken ownership
and a gift
of it as well,
and
saying
save.
It was a misunderstanding and it's
no,
because
that's because there's no
menu items.
Hidden agenda on their part to get Mac Jones no extra work.
Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass.
But
they
want Cam to be the starting quarterback.
The
but
beginning of the season. God, man, I want to be in that moment.
It's just one of the days.
Not
kind of wish I had that right now.
Thing.
Did
his own thing. Maybe
this is Marty Smith, like,
you know,
and I'm ready.
Yeah,
this is Keyshawn Johnson. The Dallas Cowboys are ready.
This is Matthew Berry. The Syracuse Orange are ready.
Zalen Hahn, I'm ready.
Yeah, any game one.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
No, it's irrelevant. You look at all the guys that haven't played at all.
At all, which is amazing.
And even young guys like Baker Mayfield and some of the younger guys haven't played at all in the preseason. Yeah.
He hasn't played either.
Which I find very surprising.
Yeah, well, that's what you're seeing how different teams are handling it, and we'll see if, again, if it does affect. Remember last year there was no preseason.
Right.
So and you saw the effects the first couple of weeks for some players, and we'll see if that same effect happens this season, which, remember, has an extra game in it. Definitely only in first class. Is the Dr. Pepper. Call in line.
We spent a commercial talking about how they should have
so remember the story that James Steele told about how he has his dynasty league and somebody in the middle of the draft
Southwest, depending on
rage quit.
Went rogue.
Angry. Just about went rogue. Went rogue. So we're trying to figure out how do you handle this?
It's like when
Jeff in Pennsylvania, we begin with you, Jeff.
To get to their seats in the back. You don't even want to make eye contact, right? Right. Right. And then Jeff is not there. Yeah, was that okay, Keyshawn? So we continue. Jay
and
Pittsburgh.
I don't
care
about that. Jay. I just, you know.
It's actually, good morning, fellas, first off.
Keep it moving.
It's actually his fault.
All right, so let's play Believe It or Not. So, Key, on Monday, we were talking about backup quarterbacks.
Should have been set before the actual draft.
Why they're valuable is, especially if you're a contending team.
Jay, he went 3 hours before making a pick. I was about to say, 3 hours being one player?
The first time he went 10 hours. To be able to get you through it. So
what did he do?
Get off track. You don't lose a game.
Was he
or
climbing
two?
A mountain
that
he
couldn't make the pick?
Well,
what was he doing?
Point. I mean, there were no rules. He could have taken all day.
So,
no one said anything.
Let's play Believe It or Not.
3 hours to find one player?
These teams.
I
don't
get that.
Get me wrong.
Games
3 hours
keep you
is a
on
long
track.
Time.
We begin.
In a fantasy football,
in New England,
you need those rules
Mac
set in
Jones,
place before any
not.
Draft
so
takes place.
We started the draft at like 2.
I believe. There's only so many damn players that's going
to
get on the field. I don't understand if fantasy draft
play, but once he comes
whatever legacy,
game,
whatever the hell it is,
Dynasty
does well. I don't understand it. It's only so many players you're going to put on the team.
Because that's
it's only so many players in the National Football League that's going
to
give you points.
And don't you think
only
also, just out of common, is this common courtesy where do I have
something
to make a rule that
is
says
1 or 2 week
might
injury
be waiting too long to make your pick? You got
the rest of the
there's 12 teams. There's 11 other guys that are like going,
I'm not picking Joe Flacco, though.
Any day now.
We gave him three chances.
I'm not picking Joe Flacco, so it's not that hard.
The ex-players, do any of them play fantasy? Ex-players?
They do.
Okay. Not you. And no, I think he'll be fine.
No, that's the key part of it. The coaching.
Well, I'm saying, as a player,
for real.
Right, absolutely. All right, we continue. Pick, believe it or not,
I understand.
Let's take Mike
Mitchell
in Ohio.
Trubisky.
Go ahead,
can't
Mike.
Do it, Pat.
Could be that guy for them when called upon.
I think so. I do. I think Mitchell Trubisky, for me, is one or two top backups in the entire National Football League. Because he is a guy who should get a second shot at starting for somebody at some point in time before the end of his career. You look to Ryan Tannehill. You look to Marcus Mariota. Both of those type of guys. One has a starting spot in Tennessee. The other guy eventually will be getting a starting spot. So I think Mitch Trubisky will land on his feet somewhere as a starter in the future.
I watched a lot of ACC games. So Duke, Virginia,
well
Miami, that's who he beat.
Game.
You know, he had
yes,
a guess. He had a good
game. All right, how about in Dallas?
Alabama, and
Garrett Gilbert,
beat Ohio
believe
State.
It.
But
or
other
not,
than that,
Dak Prescott is not available.
No, not believing it. Not believing it at all. The Dallas Cowboys, without Dak Prescott,
right
they might as well look to last year. Even,
if,
even
so
with an offensive line intact, even with a running game. Because Dak Prescott
the
is the reason
New
that
Orleans,
the Cowboys, in my opinion, is somewhat in the conversation of getting to the Super Bowl. When you look at him at the quarterback spot, he certainly was headed on the right trajectory a year ago prior to his injury. He came back off the injury. They made the decision to pay him a bunch of money. You cannot afford to not have a backup quarterback just in case you needed a guy for one or two games. And the Cowboys right now, they don't have anybody.
And when you factor in all of
the super hype behind him, people are going
to question quarterback in Dallas
what he is based on all the super hype. You know how it goes.
Maybe they don't have that. All right, we got flip-flops in Chicago. Okay, how about I know it's summertime, but this flip-flop is not one we're going to tolerate. We'll discuss next, believe it or not, if Carson Wentz is, which he already is. Injured.
I believe not. I think this is the reason that Carson Wentz is getting ready to get back on the field. It's because they don't want to go into the regular season, although people believe they don't care if it's Jacob Eason or Ellinger from Texas, a young quarterback. I just don't think they have a number two guy that they would feel calm about if they had to go 2, 3, 4 games into the year.
Yeah, I agree. They need Wentz back. That's good news for them. A couple offensive linemen back as well, and that's very important for the Colts, who I think can win the division if they're healthy.
All right, okay. No questions of starting. New Orleans last night, and we'll tell you who it is next.